Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening, world? What's going on out there? It's your boy Hustle, the Gang's Fucked Up Radio. And what we on right now? Well, first and foremost, we got to hit up Potsy right quick. See what he on. Oh, look like we got a call right now. Let me see if I can pick up right here. Yo.
Y'all can hear me out there?
Yeah. Oh, that's real. All
right.
Yeah.
PGFU Radio, what it do, man?
It's Potsy.
Hustle.
Today, what's going on today, man?
Man, I've just been enjoying myself, man. I just forgot what it's like to enjoy an off day once in a blue moon.
True.
On some real shit. But we get to the subject. What we're going to talk about, man, is old niggas, young minds.
Old niggas, young minds. And it's funny, we came up with this topic here before this Cosby shit. So I think it's going to blend in very well with what we're talking about here. Old niggas, young
men. Man, crazy.
I mean, I don't know. I personally have a grudge. Do you have anything against old niggas?
I mean, it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got old niggas that's from back in the day, and then you got old niggas from just yesterday.
Right.
Old niggas back in the day, that's a thin line between, because you either respect them or just tolerate them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you respect their knowledge, because some of them came from what we go through. It's just a different timeline. You can respect them because they way ahead of it. They give us some game. But there's other types of old folks where you just like a long old tree that's just waiting to be cut down. And that's Bill Cosby's case, because that's asshole material. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Real shit, though.
Quaaludes, for real. They call them Quaaludes now. This motherfucker had roofies, man.
And you know what's really damaging? It's like, I looked up Dr. Boyce Watkins, and he pulled up an old audio clip of his comedy back in the day, talking about some Spanish fly dipping in somebody's drink and stuff. Like, oh.
Yeah.
That's just digging him even deeper and deeper in the hole.
Yeah. Wasn't that shit back in the 60s and shit like that? When that clip was recorded, the 60s or 70s and shit? I mean, Spanish Fly, that's old shit. That's, you know, supposedly.
Real talk.
Yeah, you know, niggas was fucking dirty back then, man. But I have the nerve to point their finger at the young motherfuckers now that they left for dead. Fuck out of here, man. Mm-mm. I don't like that shit one motherfucking bit. All them niggas dirty, man. Cos was dirty. Motherfucking Jesse and them. Al Sharpton. Like, why the fuck was... They talking about this nigga had on a fucking wire talking to the goddamn mafia. You remember that shit?
Yeah.
Why the fuck is this reverend talking to some greaseballs about fucking cocaine?
Yeah, I can get bricks.
What the fuck is you doing, man?
You know what I mean?
But no one questions that
shit.
Because he does rat-ass
shit. Sooner or later, the light comes out. That's just living proof right there.
Yeah, but it's like, motherfuckers spent years upon years upon years telling young black males, like, nigga, it's your fault. It's your fault you here. You're a fucking animal. Like,
you know what?
Perpetuating the same shit that them white cats be doing. You're a fucking animal. You a savage. You ain't shit. Pull up your motherfucking pants and go get a job like Calvin over at McDonald's.
And you know what? Because I didn't listen to that, I turned out straight. I turned out with a mind of my own.
Right, a mind of your fucking own, a peace of mind. Nah, it took motherfuckers way longer to get it. Because all that we did have was the streets. Because them niggas wasn't helping. I mean, shout out to the Urban Leagues all over. I was a part of the Chicago Urban League. You know, I was a part of shit that black people were doing. Shout out to the Black United Fund of Illinois. I was a part of their program. But, you know, I didn't fuck with the NAACP, Operation Push, Bread Basket. None of them motherfuckers, man. Any of that bullshit Al Sharpton was doing either. Like, I don't know these
because
motherfuckers.
Because it was just, we weren't even into that. Like, all that TV. He even went to my school, you know what I'm saying? All cameras on him, and I wasn't even paying attention. I'm like, I'm minding my own business. I'm probably listening to Wu or some shit. Jesse.
What, Jesse was at your school? What'd you think? But see, that's his name. That was his hustle and shit. Like, even back to Dr. King and shit. Like, motherfuckers been called this nigga fool.
But let me point out something about Dr. King for the record, just because not a lot of people are aware of this, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me bring this to the table. Dr. King didn't get killed because he had a dream, you know what I'm saying? He got killed because he was trying to put your grandparents, your parents onto some game, on some black wealth, like understand the real true power of a dollar and stuff, and we can control shit. When they became aware of that, it was like, nah, you gone too far this time.
Mm-hmm.
Clip, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then all that grade school stuff.
He was changing that tide, man.
All that grade school stuff, you go to school just learning and shit, and now it's programmed in your head, and thanks to propaganda over a holiday and shit, like, oh, he's just a dream. Oh, he just made a great speech, you know what I'm saying? And you think of stuff like that, and, you know what I'm saying, you look at clips like, for example, Killer Season. Shout out to Ken. That was my favorite movie, but, you know what I'm saying, look at to a point like, oh, you got to have a dream speech. It's like, that's a stereotype right there, you know what I'm saying? They don't even know the true meaning of him getting clipped and stuff. It's just, they just look at him as an old nigga and shit. Not knowing, like, the real reason why he got clipped. He was trying to put us on to something. And now that he's gone, it's like we got in some parts we got to figure out for ourselves, unless we get the right guys to someone we trust. But at the same time, you can't trust every old nigga like that because it can lead you to some stupid ass ignorant shit.
Case in fucking point. You know, like, it just, you know, there's few guys who kept it thorough from beginning to end. But, you know, a lot of them just end up embarrassing themselves. And we got to catch the fucking blame for that shit. We got to catch the fucking the flack for that shit. Same motherfuckers that we got to defend. Some of these niggas we got to just toss under the bus for you, man. You know, that leader thing, period. You know, that pisses me off. Why can't we all lead? Why can't we all fucking lead? You know, this ain't ancient Kemet, my nigga. Like, we can't all sit around the fucking campfire and listen no more. We done lost so many along the way. We got to pick up our youngins, our loved ones, and keep moving now. We're going to learn about this along the way, but now let's get along now. Bring the fucking money together and shit like that. Like, it took fucking 40 years for motherfuckers to finally realize, like, goddamn. He was trying to tell us along with the NOI, along with the Panthers. Hell, I'm a gangster to my fucking heart. Along with Larry Hoover, with Jeff Foote, all these guys who actually had financial plan. You know what, if you was dead, you was dead. If you amongst the walking dead, you was amongst the walking dead. But if you actually was up on it, like, shit would have been crazy.
And that's,
you know,
the
like
problem,
no,
too.
No other motherfucking ethnic group came to America, got busy, got their money, and then just got clipped off. They all were able to move that shit along. Look, we're becoming legitimate. We're about to put our money into something viable. It's
what
just us. And then it's a bunch of old niggas coming out the woodworks, you know, pull up your pants. Stop saying niggas. Like, fuck.
I was just
going to
say that, like, man, some people got certain mentalities where it's just built different, though. You just can't tell them anything different. It's like telling your OG to stop eating chitlins, man. Once it's planted in that mind, it's there forever. It's up to that person to look at certain things at a certain point.
Come on, you
know what I mean?
A bunch of young black people come against the old black people. Like, look, we don't like this shit. There's always been crusades and shit funded by white motherfuckers. For the older ones to come at the young ones, break their spirit, kill them a little bit more inside. Fuck the poverty, fuck the abuse, fuck the just all-out disadvantage. Kill them a little bit more inside. Criticize these motherfuckers in public. Whoop their ass in public. That was the mentality. Whoop their ass in public. Now look where we are. No one has respect for anyone older.
And that's some sad shit to see, for real, because I've seen
really
that
though,
shit right in front of my face.
Really, though. And honestly, I think we kind of started that shit. You know, these 80s babies and shit, once they broke fucking black home with crack and shit, and kids turned into parents, and parents turned into children. We've seen these situations, man. Mother and son is like husband and wife. Mother and son like husband and wife. The shit was ill, man. So now we're at a point where
it gets more degrading and more degrading and more degrading.
It gets worse. It gets worse. It gets worse. It gets worse. You know, so
now you
we're at a point now
you
where...
You get hard-body women.
But it's the same shit as always now. Who the fuck is burning black churches, right? Who the fuck is burning black churches? Dylann Roof walked into a motherfucking church, lit that motherfucker up. They ran up on him in a car, walked him out. Threw a little vest on him, you know, just protected this motherfucker. Shit's cool. My man in, is that Freddie Gray?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Walter Scott. My bad. Walter Scott, my bad. Sorry. Walter Scott in Charleston. Got gunned down from behind. Dude tried to put the taser on him like he had the shit. You know, all this shit is going on, and motherfuckers are starting to get pissed off yet again. And then out of nowhere, here comes this Bill Cosby bullshit. Who gives a fuck anymore? I mean, people are offended by it.
Everybody's starting to see the pattern now.
You know, right. This is starting to be another OJ thing. Like, there we go. All right. Now we can finally rest easy calling this motherfucker a creep. I really don't give a fuck about Cosby. My problem is that you let this motherfucker go. They let this motherfucker go and this girl. They let him go. He paid his way out. No one's offended by that shit. They're worried about the molly this motherfucker bought to drug bitches instead of just putting them in jail. Nah, old man, you got to sit down for this shit. You can't pay your way off of this one. You're Bill Cosby. Someone's going to suck your dick anyway, nigga. Go hang out with Hugh Hefner.
Why not
Lucas? Like,
but why not go out with a smile or some shit?
What was that shit, the pound cake speech? In 04, when he dug into everybody's ass and shit.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm talking about?
Is that the one where you can't be a doctor with that bullshit coming out your mouth or some shit?
You
can't be
like,
a nurse.
I mean, like, dude, come on, man. Come the fuck on.
From Philly.
Like, yeah, you're a fucking day late and a dollar short. You're from Philly, nigga. Where were you during the crack era?
Man,
instead of trying to do dumb shit, doing dumb shit like buying NBC as if they'll let your black ass even do that and own a major network, you cocky son of a bitch, you.
They wouldn't let Theo hold a brick.
Man.
I love to see an episode where they let Theo hold a brick.
Theo would have had a brick, Brooklyn, the 80s, my nigga. Like, let's talk about the real Cosby show.
Oh, real Cosby.
The real Cosby show, nigga. Brooklyn in the fucking 80s. Are you kidding me, my nigga? Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to hear that shit. The only thing Theo had to worry about was that joint that swole motherfucker had. They got pissed over that joint, nigga. Nah, what about that eight ball motherfucking Theo about to flip? That nigga gonna be sleeping on cars and shit in the middle of the street. There's so much money out there.
Man, just stressed out.
You know, like, the Cosby show, it was cool for what the fuck it was, but, nigga, you could have kept it way realer.
You think about
you
that shit, though. Everybody cut off. I mean, man, that Fox is gone. Some of them eating like that.
Dude.
Some of them need that shit. Need that shit. Look at that money. I want that money.
We got to see his fall from grace, like, for years and years and years. And here's yet another dagger to the black community. Oh, your granddaddy wasn't shit, nigga. Twist. That's cool. Whatever. But I think it's time for us to, like, panel up. Niggas need to start hitting different cities, linking up, and, like, really connecting, man. I mean, social media is cool, but motherfuckers need to get to, like, different areas and see what brothers in different cities are doing, man.
Oh, I'm sure there's people out there like that. They just need a voice to be heard. And if you're hearing this right now, give us a shout out.
Hey, man. Like, anybody watching this, too, man, I mean, shit, listening or whatever, you know, hit us up, man. Hit us up, whatever you want to do, man, because, you know, real niggas do real things, man. Now I think it's just time for us to really see each other for who we are, start weeding out the bullshitters. You know, were you ever a follower of Dr. Umar Johnson?
Never.
I
rarely heard that name.
You know, he really has some captivating speeches, man. Like, he has some very good presentations. Like, he's another Philly cat. Oh, my God, these Philly niggas. Philly niggas. Kill at will. Nah, man. Them Parkside killer niggas. They're interested, man. Motherfucking, this chick named The Conscious Stripper on Twitter. She exposed this motherfucker, man.
What happened?
Like, dude, you don't know about this shit? Oh, my God. Everybody forgive him right now. He don't know if you were up on these things. But look up Dr. Umar Johnson, stripper controversy, whatever. It's all over the conscious black community. I was shocked and my heart was broken. Now I follow the bitch on Twitter like, yeah.
I'm saying, though, like, what's the big deal?
He would go around. He would go around claiming celibacy. He was trying to get a school, you know, and he was really trying to do some things for motherfuckers, saying he was a fake prophet for profit. Now that could have just been hate in the community, whereas like the chicks feel dude, because you know he's a big, strong brother, black man, talking that. Good shit. He can talk that good shit.
that good
sometimes,
shit.
Sometimes his
that
shit comes
ramen
off
noodles on a bad
shit.
Day.
Nigga. He's a peanut butter sandwich nigga. Fuck that joke.
On the last day before the first.
You know that nigga, he uses black soap, goddamn it. Damn, he's a black man. Dr. Umar Johnson, that motherfucker's cold. But them texts and all that shit, and, here we go. You know, why'd you even have to claim the celibacy shit? I mean, me personally, I never heard him say,
honest with yourself.
I ain't never heard a nigga say, I ain't fucking nothing. But then again, too, I could see him telling young men, like, look, I'm celibate. And you know chicks is on me. I make a little dough. I dress nice. I'm out here. So, you know, you ain't have to tell kids that. Just strap the fuck up, my nigga, and keep it moving. Just tell them that. Keep it pushing on that subject. But, you know, old girl exposing this nigga with these texts talking about crushing. This nigga calls fucking crushing. He calls pussy cookies, so he was going to crush her cookies. It was just like, too. Like, it ain't even like, yo, I'm about to slide through. What's happening? You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't even smooth. This nigga was really trying to put some effort with these big pun lines. Nigga, we see where your glory days were.
Oh, he better be glad I ain't came across that then. I would have been all over that.
I talked to, I want to say it was Ms. CEO I asked about that shit. Mrs. CEO, I want to say I asked her about that shit. I'm like, yeah, me and my wife, we just sat up here and watched a little video from old girl about Dr. Umar. Like, at first I
what's her name anyway?
It,
you know her name? You know the stripper's name? You got me doing my research now.
Cause I'm following her, so look under the people we following, man. And yeah, conscious stripper. Truth to logic at conscious stripper, some shit like that. But yeah, man, shit's real out here. So now it's. I think we need to get past this whole black leader concept, looking towards these old niggas.
At least get a fair kind of chance. I'm just saying, let's hear them out, like, quick. If anything.
I love Farrakhan, man. But you know that nigga a gunner. You know he get busy, man.
Man.
Fuck the bullshit. I love the Nation of Islam. That is that's a beautiful collective for the hood. You know, I love ribs and bacon, though, too. But still, I love the Nation of Islam. But you know some senseless shit can happen over some bullshit because of how they run it. You know what I'm talking about, fam. Exactly what I'm talking about. You know
I can't even holler at they women. You taking a chair right there.
Nigga, you better be with it. Nigga, they worse than niggas on the street. Niggas on the street will let you go on some lazy shit. The NOI about that shit. And you better be with the shits, nigga.
I wish I was there to see the consequences, though. Just be on some curious shit. Like, oh,
that's what I'm saying. You know, someone that got the foo fops. You can call it foo fops.
I want to do a video of that.
They shit is while stomping the motherfucker out.
And they do it in a respectable way. They ain't even got to get all wrinkled and rough and dirty, rolling the dirt and stuff.
Hell no. They know pressure points and they'll yoke your ass up without you even being yoked. They do it in such a respectful manner. People are around but don't know what's going on. They just see you fall to your knees. This nigga holds you up. Yes, brother, I know. The power of our lives is so... Yes, brother, the power of our lives just so... It's so.
You can't even blame it on a bean pie.
But, you know, I think
you can't blame it on the
Louis Farrakhan, to approach Louis Farrakhan is like, it's like to approach someone like you want it, you really do want it, but once you see what it takes to get it, you're like, nigga, nah, you gonna smoke me or something. He will order that shit with a smile. Brother, take care of that for me now. All right. And make sure you do
it. Keep it confidential.
Oh, yeah. And, brother, keep your fucking mouth closed. All right now. All right. Expedient. Love it. I love Farrakhan. And I think, you know, Farrakhan is a man who can always stay. Much love to Louis Farrakhan. You know, we need him around. We definitely need him around because he comes from a different perspective. You know,
perspective that makes common sense.
No more of these motherfucking arena pastors. No more of these so-called reverends who don't have congregations. Nigga, what is your church?
Reverends are like little boys.
Nigga.
I know everything.
Reverends who like, look, yeah. Shout outs to Eddie Long, a long stroke, and his booty ass nigga, Under Armour wearing ass nigga. Shit's ill, man. So, I mean, I think we need to move past this now. And motherfuckers just get busy. Like, you can't just sit around and wait for some motherfucker to wave his hand. This ain't that. Get into the race. Just get into the fucking race. Get to the dough.
Right.
I think this came off way better than what I expected, man, for real. Because I thought I was just going to, like, spaz the fuck out about old niggas. I still got problems with old niggas, and we'll get into that next time.
Oh, there's going to be other parts to it, too. This ain't the end of it.
Nah, this ain't the end. I think we're going to get into young niggas next go around. Probably do that thing tomorrow.
Man, next thing you know, we hitting down to the last 90 seconds up in here.
Yeah, man. Much love to everybody out there who's been showing us love, man.
I swear, everybody out there on Twitter.
Both of us hitting favorites and retweets and all of that. So, I mean, we're catching up.
Oh, let me give a shout out to... Let me give a quick shout out to Miss CEO Mimi _Love_Lorena.
Lorena.
Good shout out. Lorena, yeah.
Mimi Lorena. Yeah. Shout outs to her. She ain't no punk, man.
I swear.
Like, I think that's what's so dope about it. Like, we got sisters out here on the front line. Shout outs to Zaza Ali, man.
All right.
Shout outs to Grizz Zaza Ali. Praise be to Allah, man. What up?
Shout out to the Shy. Shout out to California. Shout out to America. Shout out to London. Shout out to everybody across the world.
Yeah, so, man.
We're running down to the last couple of seconds up in here.
Dude, there's so many people. I'm going to start making a list of people to shout out, man. Shout out to you, fam. Like, we about to get the movement moving, man.
Let's get
it. How many seconds we got right now? Whatever. This has been TGFU Radio.
It's dead now. All right, let me hit you back.
All right, boy.